Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bird Show.
All right, Brittany needs our help here, actually. She needs an assist. She's a little bit too nervous to reach out a guy or to a guy that lives in her building, and she wanted us to reach out for her, okay? So we're playing a little game here called Eighth Grade. good morning, Brittany. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So, if you listen to their show any amount of time, you know that dudes love to be asked out. It takes the pressure off. It's a slam dunk. Mm-hmm. So what are you nervous about?
Well, you know, the situation is that, you know, I just moved into this apartment earlier this year, and, you know, I met him because I noticed, like, we got home around the same time, and, you know, he's on the fourth floor, I'm on the fifth floor, and we've had these, like, little casual conversations here and there, and like the thing is, like, I know so much about him, like, enough that I know, like, I'm completely head over heels for this guy, but I don't have a sense to know if I should shoot the shot, you know? Like, I know his name is Mark with a C and not a K, and he's lived there for 2 years. He's originally from Iowa, so he's like this tall, beefy, blonde Midwestern boy, you know, and he's really into soccer, like super pumped about the World Cup this year. I know, like, all the stuff about his family, like two older sisters, they're all back in Iowa. I know so much about him. Like, why don't I just throw caution to the wind and do it? Like, I've really fallen for him, but, you know, he lives in my building and I see him like a bunch of times throughout the week, and like, I don't know, like, what if I make the move and it goes south, and then, like, I don't know, I don't want to go up five flights of stairs every day.
Yeah, that fear of rejection, I always say this, like, the fear of rejection stops us from doing so much, but the motivation and the positivity of, like, if this turns out well, isn't driving enough for us to actually do it.
Listen, I have struck out so many times with so many men, and the rejection never gets easier. However, I will say there have been a couple of times where I feel like I have held back because I was worried about coming off as cringe or as like a thirsty girl. And that regret will live with you forever, so much longer than that awkward moment of having to make the first move. That regret will haunt you.
It's such a blip in your life. The amount of time that you're going to be uncomfortable is such a blip. I forget what movie it was. It was a Matt Damon movie where he said that he met his wife who he'd been married to for decades. And he was, I don't know, educating somebody in his life about it. And he's like, I just had to talk myself into it. I saw her through. She was eating at a restaurant. And I just said to myself, if I can get through this 30 seconds, just 30 seconds out of my life where this could be uncomfortable, it might end up being good. So he walked in there. It's a movie. Walked in there. She absolutely adored him. It was only 30 seconds, and they ended up living together happily ever after.
But this is not just 30 seconds. They live in the same building. She sees him multiple times a week.
There's a different element to it.
Yeah.
So I feel like that ups the ante a little bit, because now it's not just like 30 seconds of uncomfortable. It could potentially be multiple times a week uncomfortable every time you cross paths with this person who you shot your shot with and turned you down.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I typically never care about rejection at all unless it's somebody that I know I'm going to have to see every day or every other day after it. That I can understand why you would be hesitant.
But isn't this the truth, though? You ask somebody out, they say no. It's uncomfortable. But then you see them again. You think that they're laughing in their head, like, oh, that's the girl that asked me out and really had no shot with me at all. I don't really see it that way.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the case at all. And if it is, like, I mean, how much is moving? Just simply change apartments.
Now, normally I would always suggest, and we've already done this, so it's too late for this advice, but if I'm a guy and I'm getting a call from a radio station that there's a girl in my building that wants to ask me out, and I'm hearing that girl doesn't have the guts to do it from a radio station, You're done.
Hello. We were more sly than that.
Okay.
When we didn't call him, we emailed him.
Oh, that's different.
Changes everything.
There's a girl in your building.
Yeah. And we did not tell him it was a girl in his building. We kept it very vague.
Okay.
As far as like, he has a crush, but he doesn't know where the crush lives.
Okay.
Okay, that
we
was
were just
smart.
Doing more fact finding. Because there was, because Brittany had hit us up because she knows all this stuff about him, but she doesn't know if he has a girlfriend or not.
Okay.
So we had to do this as like a fact finding and also planting of the seeds. Boy,
all that research. He found out everything. How to spell his name.
Right, I know.
Find out the most important thing.
Parents' address. Doesn't know if he has a girlfriend.
Now I feel bad for the guy because he's going to think every woman that crosses his path is the one that has been into him. So now he's going to have a totally different attitude.
Every day is a game of Clue for him.
You're the one that likes me. No, you're the one that likes me. You're the one that likes me. All right, so Brittany, hang on 1 second. We did reach out to this guy, like Kristen said. We got answers for you. You just got to wait a couple of minutes to get them, okay?
Oh, wow, okay.
All right, we'll come back in just a minute. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I'm so burned out on working out. Here's how I know this. So I usually work out like 5 times a week, right? I've been doing it my entire life. There are just some time. You guys go through these periods where you're just like, No. I'm just not going. And then one day falls into the other, and you just stop going.
Absolutely, all the time.
Happened when I was 5 and it lasted for 30 years.
I'm so burned out on it. So like 2 days ago, I go up to Lifetime to, I don't know, do a couple of body parts or whatever and work out. And I realized 15 minutes into my workout, I am just not into this.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it at all.
I'm on month 2 of this. I gave up my my gym membership like a month and a half ago. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to sign up for Pilates or something. I haven't done that. I'm going home. I'm sleeping. It is glorious.
Yeah, and you said it's actually made you feel healthier, like, because your body's not as stressed, right?
Yeah, because I think I was maybe just overworking my body just because I'm a very... if I have a goal and I know how to get to the goal, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to the goal as soon as possible. And it felt like my body was in reverse. And so I was like, well, I don't want to do all this work and not enjoy life. So I might as well just go watch TV.
So I head up to Lifetime. I'm like 15, 20 minutes into this thing and I just give in. And I'm embarrassed because I just walked into the gym basically and they check you in. And now here I am 15 minutes like leaving, right? So I actually left through a different door because I was so embarrassed.
that is so classic you.
I would have did the same thing.
And then yesterday, I'm like, okay, I'm not lifting today. I got a bike downstairs. I'll just go on the bike. I get on the bike. I do my programs, get me all ready and stuff like that. 3 minutes in, I'm like, I'm done. Literally, it was three. I looked down at my watch. It was 3 minutes, 4 seconds. I'm like, I'm not wasting my time on this.
Nope.
That's enough.
All right, let's get Brittany back on here because she was a little bit nervous about asking out a guy that lives in her building. She couldn't get past the cringe factor just in case she ran into this guy.
Yeah, she knows literally everything about this guy. She knows his social security number, his blood type, his parents' house on Zillow, what it's going to sell for when they resell it in a couple of years when interest rates go down. Dear God, hopefully. But she doesn't have the balls to go up and say that she has a crush on him because she's worried that if she approaches him and says something, then every time she sees him in the hallway, it's going to be just like the ultimate cringy moment. Mm-hmm. So she wanted us to, a radio station, to do it instead.
which we did, Brittany, but we went covert, as Kristen said. So Kristen with the deets here.
So we went super covert. Tommy and I worked together. We came up with a plan. This is something new that we have instituted because listeners pointed out a flaw when we were doing this. And that's like when we told them he was Tommy from The Burt Show, why wouldn't this person just listen to The Burt Show to see who has a crush on him?
Mm-hmm.
But we was sneaky this time.
We sneaky.
All right, Tommy has the correspondence with Mark.
All right, let's just make sure Brittany's still here. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
Okay, you ready to hear the outcome of this whole thing?
I am. I'm so nervous.
All right, let's go.
Good day, mate. That'll make sense in about 2 seconds. So first off, I got Mark with a C's LinkedIn, so I was able to get his email. She had 6 questions, so I reached out to him and got some answers. So I reached out to Mark via email, and Kristen's bright idea to prevent Mark from listening to The Burt Show, I said that I was Tommy from the Carrie and Tommy Show, which is based down under.
You don't even get top billing in your own made-up show.
It's not made up. It's a real show.
It's a real show.
Is it?
Yes.
So that if he goes looking, he'll say, oh, it's Carrie and Tommy. You know, and with the email, I don't have to use an accent or anything because my accent sucks.
No, but seriously, if you go follow the Carrie and Tommy Show on Instagram, they're hilarious.
Yeah, they're legit.
I don't want to, like, tell people to go listen to another show.
I'm sorry.
We're having a tough enough time in here.
This is just if the guy goes snooping. Where so he shouldn't be snooping.
He's not going to look up Tommy at thebertshow.com.
Okay.
So, he didn't send it from that email.
Okay. All right.
So I said, good day, Mark. And that's the extent of my story. I'm Tommy of the Carrie and Tommy Show. A woman reached out to us asking if we'd contact you on her behalf. She has several questions she'd like to ask you. I think you'll understand her hesitancy to contact you personally when you read her questions. It would mean a lot if you'd answer these questions for her. Shouldn't take long. Cheers, Tommy. Number one, are you single? Number two, if yes, are you interested in dating? Or if no, how serious is your relationship? Number three, do you have a crush on anyone? Number four, if yes, why haven't you made a move? Number five, what's your type? Number six, would you be turned off if a girl asked you out? Only took a couple hours. Mark emailed back. He said, hi, Tommy. Oh. This is so cool. My family and I took a vacation to Australia last year.
Wow.
We had an incredible time. I read the questions and I've been racking my brain whose path I might have crossed, but I keep coming up empty. Anyway, here's the answers to your questions. So just to refresh, question number one, are you single? His response, yes.
Oh, okay. Brittany, main question. We got a yes.
We in the game.
Question number two, if yes, are you interested in dating? Or if no, how serious is your relationship? He answered, yes, if it's the right one. I'm not one of those dudes who dates for sport. Mm. I date for a relationship.
Okay.
So good talk.
Question number three again. Do you have a crush on anyone? Yes. He does have a crush on someone. Mm. Question number four. If yes, why haven't you made a move? Four. This is answer number four. I think she has a boyfriend.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Question number five. What's your type? He responded, kind smile, good heart, funny and easygoing, low maintenance, brunette, and short.
Brittany, what color's your hair?
I'm a brunette.
Okay. Brittany, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3". I think that's short.
Okay.
You funny?
No.
Nope. I'm sorry.
Are you funny?
Yes, but she also has ADD.
I think so. I consider myself to be funny.
Easy going?
Yes.
Kind smile, good heart, can't lie?
All those things, all the time.
Can't lose.
Oh, can't lose, that's what it is. No, can't lie.
Clear eyes, full heart.
That's what I was going for.
Australia forever.
All right, and the last question, would you be turned off if a girl asked you out? And he said, I wouldn't say I'd be turned off, but I do prefer to make the first move.
Okay.
That's just the gentleman in me.
Mark with a C.
And then he ended the email with, you guys have me intrigued, so hopefully I get a follow-up, Mark.
Okay. So what we're saying here is that it sounds like he's describing you, but that's still, we don't know.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
So it leaves us the same place as where we started, really.
And you, obviously, Brittany, you don't have a boyfriend. So
no. So can when you hit him back up, can you ask him why he thinks his crush has a boyfriend?
What do you mean we hit him back up?
We are done here.
I think our work is done
here.
We are
done.
You gotta have some guts.
Yes. We are invested. We gotta find out why he thinks his crush has a boyfriend.
I'll hit him back up, mate.
You want us to do your work for you again a second day in a row?
I mean, he said that he wants to make the first move, but that's why he won't. So I don't know what to do.
Next time you see that man, you need to ask him when he going to ask you out.
Hey.
Right. That's it. Yes.
Yes, that's what you need to do.
Or we can do it again, if that's what you want.
I mean, you did such a great job.
All right, we'll get a couple more answers, Brittany. But then after this, you're gonna have to do some heavy lifting.
I know. Thank you so much.
All right. That big old beefy Midwestern boy from Iowa.
All right, give us 24 hours. Tommy will reach back out. We'll have you back on tomorrow. We'll let you know what happened, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, The Bert Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.